95.1.
The clock is ticking. About 5 minutes left now.
You know, and now I'm nervous that Laura Fowler is actually hearing Yanny Flower, Fowler. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, basically what if everything we knew before 6:50 this morning is fake.
Yeah.
And we're on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you can watch the show. And someone there said, now you don't have to tell people. Robin said, instead of watch your tone, you say, hey, watch your pitch.
You better check your pitch.
Yeah.
I really want to move on, but it's hard because so many people are talking about the Yanny Laurel thing. And I know people are just tuning in. But we'll mess around with you again. And like, give us like 10 more minutes, 15 minutes. We'll play it for you in case you don't know what's going on with that. It's basically like the dress.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember that.
So, Loren, you had someone that slid into your DMs.
Yeah, so I hate to put people on blast, and I won't say who it is, because...
Oh, sure?
I mean, it was a dude.
Okay.
But
you're better than me. I'd have been like, Jeff said.
Do you know him personally?
No, I have no idea who this person is. But, like I said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so I can't hate on the guy for trying, right? But I get this weird text message that says... DM that says, hey, I just got pulled over while writing my original message to you. The cop came to my car, gave me a whole texting while driving is dangerous speech. I explained to him what a DM was on Instagram and showed him your picture. He let me off the hook, but told me I better ask you out. When are you free?
That's unbelievable.
Like, I cannot make this up. I was like,
that's his line.
Really? Does that work for you?
That's his line.
I have to guess it's worked.
And how many other people has he sent this text or this DM to?
Yeah, it is pretty generic. He didn't talk about you or you on the radio.
Yeah.
It was very like the cop said I should date you.
Yeah.
So what he's implying is that the cop saw how beautiful you were and was like, "Oh, you better ask her out," and then
let him off.
That's a mind trick there, because if a woman said that to me and I was single, I'd be like, "Oh, sweet." You know what I mean? Like, somebody thinks I'm worth dating.
Yeah. But, like, part of me wants to, like, I don't know, like, play into this whole thing and, like, kind of catfish the dude.
I'm
for it. I don't know if your husband is, but I'm all in. Let's do it.
I'll let my husband message him. I don't care. But I'm so curious as to if this works for this dude.
Right.
I'm sure. And I also would like to hear some other bad lines that you got. You know, isn't it funny to hear
bad pickup lines?
I'll put this DM up at the MRL show too. I'll scribble out his name and his picture.
Cool.
But yeah.
Yeah. I actually had a friend, we were out over the weekend and we were at local, like a dive bar in Uptown, and he was trying to hit on women. And he was wanting cheesy pickup lines.
Right.
He says those work. Those actually work.
Breaks the ice, makes you laugh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, 704-570-9595. Have you heard of that line that Loren got? I showed the cop your picture. He said, I'd better ask you out. Or what's the worst pickup line that you got? 704-570-9595.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
We called the name. You have to call us back to get $500. Who were we looking for?
Laura Fowler.
Is this Laura Fowler?
Yeah.
Where are you calling us from?
Midland.
How come it took you so long to call us back, Laura? You say you listened to us starting at, 7:50.
6:50.
I'm sorry, 6:50.
Well, so today I am off. I have some things I have to do, and I literally just woke up. My 10-month-old son literally just woke me up like a minute before.
He was listening to the radio. He's like, hey, Mom,
you have $500
on the line.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Laura Fowler in Midland. You are now $500 richer.
Thank you. I listen to you guys every morning.
Except for this morning.
But I'm guessing you got text message from all your friends saying, hey, you better call and all that.
Actually, my boss from work texted me and said,
that's awesome.
Hey, they're calling your name on the radio.
We're just giving you a hard time, Laura.
Laura, the very least you should do is take Bossy out for a good lunch with your new $500. But congratulations. What are you going to use it on?
Well, of course, my baby, probably.
Of course, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for being part of the MRO Radio family.
Thank you.
All right. There's Laura. She just woke up. Boy, that's two back-to-back by the skinny skin of the time teeth. All right. We'll do Wake Up and Win again tomorrow morning. Make sure you head over to kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up listening to the Kiss app. We'll call out your name. You got 15 minutes to call us back. Really, you should call us back within 1 minute, but a lot of people are calling us back with 14 minutes down. All right, a couple people on hold are in that want to talk about that creepy DM you got.
Yeah.
And they also want to tell us about the worst pickup line they got.
All right, 704-570-9595. We'll do that in 5 minutes.
The best part of a Thomas's English muffin is how great that all sounds. So I can have it my way every morning. Thomas's English muffins. Breakfast like no other.
Kiss traffic.
Slow traffic on both ends of I-85 this morning coming in through Concord Mills. This wreck now cleared, but a lot of slow traffic trying to work itself out. Same for northbound 85 in Gaston County. A wreck around Cox Road has things slowed almost all the way back to Highway 321. Traffic brought to you by Conn's Home Plus. Conn's Home Plus, where you'll find huge Memorial Day deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and electronics, plus yes money financing for a low monthly payment.
Big shout out to all the teachers who are heading up to Raleigh today. And enjoy your afternoon. Hopefully the protesting works out in your favor. Somebody said that they made a sign this morning. We talked to a teacher earlier who said that's why Walter White got a second job, which I thought was funny. But, Loren, you got a DM.
Can you read the DM real quickly for us?
Yeah. Well, now I got to get back to
it. I know. But just for the audience that's just now joining us, Loren got a kind of a creepy DM.
Yeah, it was a...
It was trying to pick you up.
He was trying to pick me up. And he said he had gotten pulled over. So this is what the DM says. Hey, I got pulled over while I was writing my original message to you. The cop came to my car and gave me a whole speech about how texting and driving is dangerous. I explained to him what a DM was on Instagram and showed him your picture. He let me off the hook, but said I better ask you out. When are you free?
Oh, that's the worst.
Let's bring in Mary and Spartanburg. Mary, you're on the MRL Morning Show. Is it Marie? It's Marie.
It's Marie. Hey,
you know, I always struggle with that. The IEs throws me off. I'm so sorry,
that's
Marie.
That's okay. Not a problem. So I was at a work conference, and a mutual friend of mine and my now husband brought him over to meet me, and we're both Lebanese background. So he took my hand and said, oh, you're Lebanese too? That explains why we're both so good looking.
Ooh.
And then he walked off, and I actually didn't talk to him for a year because he worked in a different office from mine, but then a year later he got transferred to mine, and now we have been married for almost 4 years now.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he always says that he planted the seed but decided to collect on it later. But I keep telling him his line didn't work. It's actually getting to know him that worked.
Right. That's crazy. I remember a buddy of mine used to walk around the bar and be like, I'm shopping around for a certain type of woman, and you kind of fit the description, but I'm not sure I'm ready to commit yet. And he'd be like, watch, Manny, this is going to work. And then like at 2 a.m., she's like, how are you feeling? You know,
is that like reverse psychology?
It is. It is. Thanks,
yeah,
Marie.
Because they want to feel good
what
enough.
What do you mean you're not sure yet?
That's you throw your drink on him.
Of course, yes. Let's talk to Crystal in Rock Hill. Crystal, you're on the MRL Morning Show. What's the pickup line?
I was working at a bar down in Florida, and a guy walks up and orders a beer, and then he says, "You're so hot, you make me want to get a job."
Wow.
You're so hot, you make me want to. I'm guessing he's unemployed.
I don't know. It was awful. I gave him a zero. I was like, please just walk away. That's not cute.
Oh, right. Man. Thanks, Crystal.
I mean, I get you're so hot. It makes me want to, I don't know, get
order
a fan.
Another drink.
Or,
yeah, I don't
crazy. All right, keep them coming at the MRL Show. Loren's going to look at the dirty for us coming up in 3 minutes.
Yes, there are more royal drama, and this time Meghan Markle's sister is speaking out. Wait until you see what she has to say to Meghan.
Ooh, all right, good. It's coming up.